Welcome to the final days. Today is Wednesday, April 6, 2022. The purpose of this channel is to show viewers that we are living in the very last days, according to the Holy Bible. This footage from the south-facing weather camera located in Kiana, Alaska, shows three different planets in one frame. One of them is actually a moon, and the other two are larger planets. The moon is orbiting the planet that it is closest to. And then in the last few frames, it all disappears into the atmospheric chemicals. These images just came in this morning from one of the Colorado FAA cameras. At first glance, this looks like a normal sunrise, but we soon discover that this isn't the sun. The light source is passing in front of a huge, close, fast-rotating planet that we've seen many times in these videos. Notice that the manufactured light passes in front of this planet, while the real sun passes behind. This is how multiple daily eclipses are concealed from view. Of course, we could never actually see a celestial object like this behind the real sun 93 million miles away. Not with these FAA cameras. Since we see this planet every single day at the same time, we can assume it is in orbit around the Earth. In previous videos, we saw this planet eclipsing the moon as well, so this tells us it is very close to the Earth. And we know that this is not a lens flare of the sun, for many reasons. The most obvious reason is its fast rotation. It makes one full rotation every 5 hours. Our sun only rotates once every 27 Earth days. Here is a video from Canada showing the manufactured light passing over top of another object. Now, some of you have seen this older footage from Canada, where the real sun is eclipsed for 4 hours every single day by this object, every day of the year. And it is best viewed from this camera in Attawapiskat, Ontario, in Canada. After the sun rises, it appears to shrink down to 1/5 its size as the landscape and sky suddenly darken in response to the shrinking sun. What's actually happening is that the real sun has now gone behind this mammoth object, as the manufactured light is now passing in front of this object for 4 hours every single day, while the real sun is eclipsed 4 hours a day, every day of the year. I've been watching this object for 4 years, and as you can see, the manufactured light illuminates what's behind it, making it possible for us to see this highly textured object, which is in a geosynchronous orbit around the Earth. Of course, we could never actually see something like this behind the real sun 93 million miles away. The light you are seeing that passes over top of this object every day is a manufactured light. If the FAA camera is pointing directly at the manufactured light, the center of the light generating equipment actually appears black and does cast a reflection upon water surfaces in many of these FAA images. This small manufactured light is relatively close to the Earth so that satellite imagery of the sun is not obstructed by it. It is synchronized to travel in front of the sun so that it cannot be seen as a separate light. So when you're looking at the sun, this is in front of the sun, actually very close to the Earth, but you cannot see it because of the glare. From Anchorage, Alaska, this manufactured light was seen flashing wildly as it traveled across the sky, as if it were in a possible state of malfunction. Be thankful this was not the real sun, or we would all be burnt to a crisp. The manufactured light is capable of producing a circular glare within seconds or minutes that can cover a massive portion of the sky in order to hide celestial objects that would otherwise be visible. The manufactured light is capable of producing very oddly shaped glare that engulfs other celestial objects in glare to hide them from view, such as these two very blurred planets viewed from the military base just outside Anchorage, Alaska. As you can see, this causes the manufactured light to appear to take on a very strange and abnormal shape. Whenever the cloud cover is just thick enough to block out the large circular glare, then all we see is the tiny light-producing equipment. Images such as these are no longer available from these cameras because they are removed from these cameras before the public has access to them. Whenever the real sun is being eclipsed, the glare produced by the small manufactured light becomes completely hidden behind very small objects. Of course, it would be ludicrous to even imagine that the real sun could actually be hidden behind this small flag. Images such as these are no longer available because they are removed from the cameras before the public has access to them. I only get what they miss. And as a matter of fact, this is the same case with many of the following images you're going to be seeing. Most of these are just no longer available on these FAA weather cameras. The east-facing camera located in Point Lay, Alaska, shows the manufactured light becoming completely hidden behind a narrow pipe. Please, how could anyone possibly believe this is the real sun? The camera in Black Rapids, Alaska, shows the manufactured light hidden behind a very narrow metal frame. In the Bible's book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25, Jesus tells us that we will see signs in the sky when the end of the age is near. Well, folks, that's what we're seeing here. Untold trillions have been spent on the technology to hide this inbound planetary system, pieces and parts of which we are seeing throughout these FAA images. Why all the secrecy? Well, the enemies of Christ do not want you to know how close to the end we are. The enemies of Christ do not want you to turn your life over to Jesus before your time runs out. That's exactly the reason for all the secrecy. If anyone wonders why all the earthquakes are happening all over the world, all they have to do is look at the images coming off these FAA weather cameras. The close proximity of these celestial bodies is not only causing earthquakes, but it's heating up the Earth's core, causing a dramatic rise in volcanic activity, which in turn is causing unbelievable oceanic winds that have caused gigantic seagoing vessels to crash in the past 2 months. And a lot of this you're not going to hear on mainstream news. This information is not to cause fear. Fear is not of God. Those in Christ have absolutely nothing to fear. Those living in holiness are not appointed to God's wrath, which will bring destruction caused by this encroaching planetary system. Many of God's promises to those who love Him are provided in Psalm 91. Read Psalm 91 every single day. And a lot of the destruction brought on by this planetary system in the very near future is going to be covered up by WAR, I cannot say the word without flagging this video, but the destruction is going to be covered up.